One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
This is Tom. I had called a couple times a few months ago, and you played both my stories this week, which I'm really grateful for. I mean, this is a great outlet for me because you'd be surprised how many people you approach with these stories. You tell, you play the stories for them. They listen. And 9 out of 10 of them blow you off like there's got to be another explanation or you faked it or something like that. So it's great to have an outlet where people are listening that are interested and, you know, they're not out to derail it, you know. But anyway, I'm going to get to this graveyard story that I mentioned. Right now I'm down in Outer Banks on my first week of vacation. I got a brand new RV that I just parked, and I'm waiting for the internet guy to come, so I thought it was a great time to call you. One thing I wanted to clarify on the last story about the, or not clarify, but just to add to the story, about the haunted private school. My daughter, who is really into my stuff, she my older daughter. My younger daughter, she's kind of into it, but she's a little more on the fence. My older daughter goes right along with it and loves to go with me sometimes when I do an EVP session. But she did some research after I told her that story about the school, and found out that there's actually a legend there about this female spirit that roams the hallways of the school. And a lot of students have mentioned hearing her and seeing her. Unfortunately, they don't like the publicity, so I can't tell you what school or what the name is, but anyway, I thought I'd let you know that. But let me go ahead and get to the cemetery story. I just moved to this town probably a month prior to this, a couple of years ago, and across the street from this cemetery is a library, and my daughter loves to go to the library. And she came over and visited, and we walked to the library. And as we were leaving, I said, let's walk over here to the cemetery and check it out. And it's an incredibly old church out front, probably, I think, the 1700s, mid-1700s. And some of the headstones there go way back, early 1800s maybe. And I even think the original a priest and family are buried there. But anyway, I had just gotten this new phone, and I said, well, we'll record it on this here and see what we get. So we were only in there about 5 minutes or so, but the first thing we hear just shortly after we turned it on was a female voice, and she says, "Are you Tony?" And a male voice sounds like either says no, like in a really mean way, or just kind of grunts at her. I'm not sure what he says, but I heard it when I played it back, and it's very clear. And I said, well, hell, I'm going back there. And I went back the next day, and the same phone, LG phone. And cell phones, a lot of them have great recording ability on them. I mean, it's amazing what you can get. And I have no hesitation about using them in EVP sessions. Good phone, cell phone. There's a lot of crickets and stuff in the background on this, and the wind was kind of blowing. So I tell everybody when they listen to EVPs, you get a really good headset and really concentrate. And the more you play it back, the more you'll hear. But anyway, I went back the next day and got incredible results. I think we exaggerate a little bit when I said 15 to 20 voices. I think it was 15 to 20 incidences, I should say. But I did get probably a good half dozen or more different voices. And odd things like kids, sound like kids screaming in a basement. Just weird stuff. But the first voice I picked up, probably within the first couple of minutes of turning on, was a male voice that says, "I have to kill." And I think he says it twice. The first time is kind of mumbled, but then the second time, and it's very quick, but it's, "I have to kill," like that. And the second one is really weird. I came up to a headstone. I couldn't pronounce the name on the stone, and it was like Schindler or Schindler or something like that. And I'm saying it out loud, trying to say his name. And after about three attempts, a completely different voice comes in and says Schindler. Just like, and it was a sound like a younger male, maybe in his teens or something. And as I moved on, and I'm not hearing this, which is frustrating. Anybody that records EVPs, if you don't have that top-of-the-line equipment or a lot of equipment, you know, you just have a recorder, you're rarely going to hear the voice until you play it back. One of these days I'm going to invest in some better equipment and some stuff that I can hear back immediately. The third voice I got, this was really strange. The first thing I hear is a male say power, and just a few seconds later it sounds like a little girl, and she actually flubs it the first time she tries to say it. But the second time it comes out very clear. She says, "I have an angel." It may be "I am an angel," but I've listened to this many times, and I think she's saying, "I have an angel." And one of the last things I heard was just as I was leaving, I had the camera, the phone pointed to the church, and at first, I've always thought that it's just a male voice saying Isaac. But the last time I listened, I realized it was a sentence, and he wasn't saying Isaac. He was saying, "I think that's something." And I think he says, "I think that's a camera," but I'm not 100% sure. But every time I listen to this thing from beginning to end, I pick up something new. And there's a lot of odd sounds going through. A lot of it, I don't know if you've ever used the phone to record, but you get kind of a brushing sometimes, like if you're moving your hands, or it's, I don't know if it's the wind or what, but you'll get some interference. So, you know, a lot of people don't have patience to listen, but if you listen, I mean, it's incredibly full of sounds and voices. So that's that story, and I've actually got an Outer Banks story that maybe I'll tell you next time I call in. But I appreciate the show. Thanks a lot. You're going to get my $5 a month very soon here. All right. Thanks a lot, you guys. Take care.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai COSI starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at COSI.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to COSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at COSI.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to COSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at COSI.org.